Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and I'm back with another video. I've got Dead Penetration here, and we are doing the Grim Articles and Rant Show. But before we get started, we have to talk about something important, because I am apparently getting the okay to start doing the Coomer Corner, the Hentai Corner, which has been really popular, and that's all thanks to you guys. By the way, that Hentai Corner, or Coomer Corner, is available only on MGTOW.TV. There's no other place that you can watch it. And I do appreciate you guys' comments. I'm surprised you didn't pick the girl. But I'll pick the next girl for how to live a healthy hentai life. And I know you guys want me to continue playing it. Because I'm looking at the fucking views, and I'm looking at the amount of likes and stuff it's getting. So, yeah, I definitely want to continue with these games. Now, we do have to talk about a few things, though. And generally, what I want to talk about is the kind of content we want to offer. And this, I'm going to need help with from DP. First of all, I have to ask, do you guys actually want DP's commentary on the videos, or would you rather I do it myself? Because the one that we had DP on got 60, but the one that he's not on is up to like 58. So they're about neck and neck, and it doesn't seem that people have any real preference. I don't know if you guys like the jokes, or you guys would rather it be more, I don't know. I mean, because I joke sometimes too, but, you know, it's a little different, I suppose. But I don't know what you guys want. I mean, I don't know how you guys want these things done.
Part of it is the content.
So I don't really know on that one. And, of course, we want your opinion. So do you want me to do it by myself, or do you want me to do it with DP? Because what I was considering doing is the visual novel corner after the show. Which obviously won't really need DP unless he wants to be. It just really depends, because I'm going to start with Sakura no Mori Dreamers again. Which he'd have to read 6 hours of fucking content to even get the prologue for. And then, of course, there's the fact that I was going to do the Coomer Corner on Monday. Well, mainly because Drex does his streams on Sunday, and people that want to listen to the Hentai Live, well, they're not going to get a chance to do that because they want to hang out with Drex and do the question and answer thing and all the guests and things that he has on his show, because he's normally been filming on or recording on Sunday, which is the same day I do mine. So, you know, it's whatever you guys want to do. I just feel that it would be better for people that want the hentai, especially since I'm going to tell you about things we probably can't show that you'll be able to only catch live. Because guess what? I'll take stuff out of recordings only because, you know, there's certain things that may be too much for even this site. I don't know. Ammer, if you're listening, and I will tell you exactly what these games show, because I've looked them up, I've seen the tags. And you let me know if you think this shit's too much for your site, because we are not a porn site, number one. We are absolutely not a porn site. Oh, yeah. So we don't have the kind of loopholes that porn sites have when it comes to this stuff. And even some porn sites may not be able to show some of the stuff in these visual novels. That's not to say all of them are completely degenerate, but there are some absolutely crazy parts that we will talk about briefly. However, I do need your opinion on whether or not we need to do this with commentary or without, or if you'd rather do Monday, Coomer Corners. It doesn't really matter. It's just whatever you guys want to do.
Or we could mix and match. Like, you could probably get out more if I'm not always here.
Yeah, we can see what's going on. Anyway, now we got to go ahead and start talking about the content. And we do have articles for tonight. I just want to go ahead and briefly go through this. Obviously, the first part of it is going to be the scat, which is poop. There are some poop-related stuff in these visual novels. Starless, there is a coprophagia, which I didn't know what coprophagia was. That is literally two girls, one cup. Yeah, that's eating of poop. I don't know if we can... I don't think we can have that on MGTOW.TV. I don't think Amber wants that on his service. We will read that live if it does come down to it, but we will not feature, out of the, you know, respect for Amber and this website, we will not feature that there, because there's all kinds of things that can be levied against us in that. And I've got no problem with poop. I think poop is kind of silly and funny. I really think it's kind of funny when you talk about like eating poop or whatever else. Yeah, I think that's funny. But I don't think it needs to be on this website.
People with disorders.
Oh, yeah, man. I used to work in... I worked as a janitor in Alzheimer's ward one time. Somebody's beloved old grandma, she just threw poop all over the walls. Just poop everywhere. And I had to clean it up. And, yeah, that was fun.
I'll tell you something disgusting at work today. Had to use the front restroom.
Uh-huh.
A customer had shit on the floor in
one
of the stalls.
I'll bet.
And I said, that's why I would never work as a custodian.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't pay me enough.
Yeah.
I guarantee.
Oh, I know. I've seen
the utensils I used to clean it.
I've seen shit caked all over the damn seat. Somebody did it one time.
I worked at a pizza place one time, and someone smeared it on the walls of the bathroom. And on the floor, everywhere you could imagine. And they told me to clean it. I was like, you can fire my ass. I ain't doing it. And sure enough, they got someone else to do it. Because I sure as hell wasn't going to do it for what they were paying me. Hell, I worked for a hospital and I didn't do that shit because I just refused to do it.
Well, also...
Not better than anyone else.
Also, because we do need to go through this quickly so we can get to articles.
All right,
let's Also, we have water sports, which is urine. I don't have an issue with urine because sometimes there is scenes where, like, she'll think it's cum and it's actually pee. And, like, I mean, it's because, you know, virgin girl doesn't know what the fuck's going on, never masturbated. Sometimes that's the thing. And it's not really a big deal. Starless does it. There's a lot of other ones that do it. I don't think it's necessarily, like, pissing on people. But if it gets really crazy, obviously I'll cut that stuff out. I don't think that's the biggest issue, especially since it's not real and it's all animated. But that could be a problem. I don't know on that one.
I'd be more willing to let a girl pee on me than shit on me.
Right. Now, we also have there's bestiality. Yes, bestiality does occur in maggot baits. That is one we are currently reading. There's only 20 views on that, and maybe because the quality's not so good on that very... Because that was when we were first starting this out, just as a test. I'm glad that 20 people checked it out, but, you know, maybe more will come in as we, as I get better. Better quality version, yes. But anyway, there is bestiality in that. I believe it's a pig, I'm not sure. But, I have shown games, I recall, little hentai games, I think, where that did happen. But it's a little different when you show a small pixel-based scene and then showing a giant CGI scene that takes up the whole screen and features a full-on scene between the animal. It's not something I'm personally, I'm not into anything like that. I know donkey shows exist and all that, but I don't know, even animated, if we can really get by with
them.
Yeah, like I don't know if we can really get by with that. I know there's a whole white girls fuck dogs meme and stuff like that, but I just don't think we can get by with that, and I don't know. It's sketchy. Again, Amber, if you're listening, you need to tell me what in the world is.
Can you
Write him? Well, he goes through the videos, so he'll kind of decide. If it affects his website, and yes, they won't go after me. They'll go after him because he owns the website.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm more worried about. And yes, he believes in free speech, and I do too. But we have to make sure that we're not breaking any rules that can cause issues with the website, because it would ruin it for a lot of people.
Sure.
So basically, I got to make sure that stuff can't be, what can be shown and what can't be. And finally, Lolicon. Now this pisses off some people, RGE server was not very happy about it. But look, I don't know. Now, the girl in How to Live a Healthy Hentai Life, she's not considered a loli by Visual Novel Database. And I'm using Visual Novel Database tags because they're the most, basically acceptable in the industry. Everybody pretty much uses those tags to determine what's in their games. So, it doesn't have the term loli heroine. Now, the word loli heroine, of course, means that there is a woman that you can romance who is a loli who you can have sex with. And loli, we do know that legal lolis exist. We do know that there are women that look like that, especially in parts of Asia, that look childlike but are not children.
Oh, yeah.
So, that I really don't have a problem with. I mean, if I want to say you're sexualizing children, I will give them the fucking argument that all the anime and people, fans and manga artists have been giving them. Yes, women look like this in my country. Women have even come out and said, yes, I look young, but I'm 20-something. I'm 30-something. I look young, but I'm not. I'm just a legal loli, unfortunately. That's,
I got carded till probably about 30 years
yes.
ago.
So, I don't have a problem with this. Now, however, the 7,000, 9,000, and you look like you're 3? No. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do your little, you know, if she looks like an actual, like, short kid. Oh, I'm 7,000. No, I'm not going to do that. We know the difference. If she looks like that girl, Reika, I believe. Is it Reika? From Higurashi? It's a no-go. I'm sorry, guys. Because, first of all, my voice can be attributed to that. And any person, bad actor, that wants to DDoS this website, they can go after me and say, this guy is a pervert who is doing voices for little girl characters. And there's very little that can stop them, especially since where this server is hosted. I'm not going to tell you the name, but there have been arrests made for people that have had content that have had this material that looked childlike. Keep that in mind. So, that is all according to... And again, they won't get me in trouble. They won't extradite me. They will get him in trouble. They will try to get him in trouble and say, oh, you're allowing this pedophilia material, which it's not even pedophilia material. It's just a part of the visual novels. Again, if this is such an issue here on the website, I will omit this content, which means I will also omit that particular character on How to Live a Healthy Anti-Life. She is described as a tom girl that dresses up in cosplay. We're talking about Chiharu, by the way. I like this character. I think it would be kind of, I don't know, funny to see her scenes because she's supposed to be super aggressive and all that. But if it's something that's going to get us all in trouble, it's probably not worth it. Again, Emmer is giving me the go-ahead to do the hentai stuff. I haven't gotten any pushback on it. And I haven't had, like, he hasn't emailed me. And also, he actually promoted my first Hentai or Kuma Corner video on the front page, which I was very, very thankful for. I don't know why he didn't do the second, but it still seems to have done very well. Now, I don't want anything that can get any of the other guys in trouble here, because there's guys that love to put their content on here. I don't want to be the one guy that ruined it for everybody, you know? So, we need to make sure that the content we're doing, regardless of whether you like it or not, is going to be able to last on this website. And I'd rather do the responsible thing, the manly thing, taking responsibility, and showing that, hey, I am going to post this content, but here's what I can and can't post, than just going in here and saying, oh, I'm gonna be a child and just do whatever I want. Because that's going to affect everybody. And there's a lot of people here that are, you know, promoting Red Pill content. And we do want to do articles. That's very important. But we have to just get the word out, make sure all this is done properly. So that's really all I wanted to say on that. And again, please, your comments, any kind of concerns. And even people in RG server were like, well, why don't you do it on another place? Again, Pornhub's not going to care. I go to Pornhub. Pornhub is not interested in me reading visual novels to them. They are not interested in me reading hentai novels. They are interested in sexual scenes, sexual content.
Live action.
They are, yes, more live action hentai. They're not interested in things like that. They don't want some random guy to read them their a hentai visual novel.
No one's closing their eyes and listening to a guy talk sexy as
right,
a girl.
right. And again, we do it with some fun, with some humor, with some jokes, because some of this stuff is really funny to even think about saying. So, yeah, again, that's all up to you. And Amber, of course, this is very important. I don't know how much of my videos you watch, but this one, I need your opinion because you run this site, and I know you run a very free speech kind of platform, but I don't want to ruin it for everybody else, and I want to make sure that this is a fun, enjoyable thing for everybody that clearly likes it. You can clearly see there's likes and views. You can clearly see that people enjoy this content. So I want to make sure it's done in a way that is going to be protected as much as possible and doesn't get the man in trouble or the website. We don't want to lose MGTOW.TV. Okay. I don't want to lose it. You don't want to lose it. So we've got to do this in a fun, safe way that is not going to get us in any trouble. Okay? Again, it's a privilege that we get to do the hentai here. But we have to be really respectful. Because that's how men act, with respect and decency. Not acting like a child, oh, I'm going to put up whatever I want because I don't care. No, because that's how people get in trouble and bad things happen. And then we'll get into the housekeeping. Housekeeping, of course, spinningrobotpussy.com. You can get one of those. I haven't heard from Revy in a while. I don't know what's going on, but I'm still advertising your product, mate. Gonna continue.
Like to see a sample of it.
Yeah.
I saw a short video on the website.
Yeah. But again, I'm still promoting the product. I will continue to promote the product until you say otherwise. And of course, we need to raise money for Ken Jennings. He's almost up there. That's GoFundMe.com/F/supportKen. Make sure you go ahead and do that because he needs your help. And they're supposed to be opening up a GoFundMe for Dax 7. He got completely fucking ruined by his wife. Completely fucking ruined. She's wanting $4,500 a month, the house, everything. Not able to see his 7 kids. The guy is completely just destroyed by this woman. Yes, it was wrong for him to give her complete control. But he was trying to do the Christian thing, the religious thing. He thought that he had a good woman. She completely destroyed him. And we're trying to help. So we're going to try to raise money for him soon, and when his GoFundMe starts up, I will definitely link to it and get you guys to donate to that. Okay, now that we're finished with that, we've got to talk about some articles.
All right.
Yes, the articles that we're going to have. Apparently, I need to explain to people how fucking Cheat Happens works. Okay, but we have a... Let's see, there's so much stuff that has been going on. Let's see. Okay, we have... First up, we were talking about this earlier, but now we're gonna really talk about it. GameSpot.com. Next Superman movie will be an origin story with a Black Kal-El report. The next Superman film is being written by Ta-Nehisi Coates and will be produced by J.J. Abrams. Oh, hold on. This is old news. I wonder why they're posting it again.
I thought we already...
Yeah, hold on. They're posting it again. I'm sorry. They reposted it for some reason. I don't know why GameSpot reposted this today, but they reposted this today on social media. I don't know if anything has changed, but okay, that one might be older news. Okay, then we'll cover this from the Daily Mail. This is new news. You guys have been hearing about it. It may be the front page or the front post. It's Daily Mail, and of course this is female, F-E-M-A-I-L. That's always got good shit in it. I've got used to living without a vagina. Woman, 45, reveals she hasn't had sex with her husband for 15 years and never will again after having surgery for her incurable condition, which left her with 2-centimeter genitals. A woman has said her marriage is stronger than ever after revealing she hasn't had sex with her husband for 15 years and never will again because of a surgery which removed most of her vagina. Natasha Owens, now 45, from Merseyside, went through the menopause as a 13-year-old and was, was diagnosed with severe erosive lichen planus, an incurable condition that causes painful ulcers to develop in the genital area at the age of 30, meaning she hasn't been able to have sex for 15 years. After years of unsuccessful treatment, Natasha had a hysterectomy at Liverpool Women's Hospital in 2017 because her vagina was full of tapped blood. In 2019, they found fluid trapped at the top of her vagina, and she had to have a full vasectomy in May 2019, leaving her with only 2 centimeters of vagina left.
Yeah.
Natasha will never be able to have sex again, but insisted her relationship with her husband, Damien, 49, a decorator, has never been stronger, saying, "We just get on with it, and it doesn't matter to him or me. He knows it's not that I don't want him, but because I can't. I've got used to living without a vagina, and it won't define me." Well, I do have one thing to say about that. She's got 2 more holes.
I mean, I'm wondering. She says the no sex, like, oh, I don't have sex, and our marriage is great. But is hiding the fact that she's sucking him off for taking it in the ass?
She's got 2 more holes, I'm saying.
You get rid
of one hole, there's still 2 more.
I really don't. You know, some girls will say it's pleasurable in the ass, but I just find that hard to believe. Now, yeah, she could suck him off. I mean...
Right.
But, I don't know. I feel like there's something not being told in that story. Like, I'm all about being faithful to somebody, but I'm sure they gotta come up with a compromise or something to make up, because sex is a big part of marriage. I mean, maybe not once you get older, but I've even heard of couples, you know, in their later years still having sex. You know, nursing homes probably have one of the higher rates of STDs because of sex. But, I feel like something's not being told in that article.
Yeah, possibly.
Either that or something wrong. He just doesn't want sex. I know after a certain age, I'm not just thinking about it 24/7 like I did in my 20s. I do think about it a lot, though, just because I enjoy it.
Well, we have another article that we're going to discuss. Apple will scan U.S. iPhones for images of child sexual abuse. How can that possibly go wrong?
Well, the same reason with Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Well,
all that where they cut you off for anything that they don't agree with.
This is from the Associated Press, but it's on NPR. Apple unveiled plans to scan U.S. iPhones for images of child sexual abuse, drawing applause from child protection groups, but raising concern among some security researchers that the system could be misused, including by governments looking to unveil looking to surveil their citizens, not unveil their citizens. The tool designed to detect it. I guess they fucking wrote that wrong. The tool designed to detect, known images of child sexual abuse called Neural Match will scan images before they are uploaded to iCloud. If it finds a match, the image will be reviewed by a human. If child pornography is confirmed, the user's account will be disabled. The National Center for Missing and Exploited Children notified.
I can already see where that's going to suck up.
Yeah.
Because, all right, and this is an example. Like, a lot of parents take photos of their baby kids bathing and stuff.
Right.
And doing stuff. Like, I've got pictures of when I was little just running around.
Could you imagine if you got hit for your baby pictures that you had left on your phone, that for your own baby pictures, they're like, we're considering you a pedophile. What, myself?
All right, first
my own baby pictures.
I mean, I understand everyone's trying all this stuff for the wrong, you know, for false pretenses and under the right ring. We could save kids, but think about how many lives it's going to ruin, you know, just because, like I said, with Facebook, a lot of that, people are getting banned for just bullshit stuff.
Bad.
Stuff that's not illegal.
I called a guy a pussy and they banned me for 3 days.
Yeah.
Bullying and harassment.
Yeah. But even other stuff, like just political beliefs, a lot of people are getting banned. They're having a thing on there. It sounds more like China. If you see something, say something about a radical. And basically the signs are they lean right and all that. That sounds like communist China. But actually, and it's actually how they got their start on censoring the internet over in China.
Yeah. Yeah. Separately, okay, hold on. Yeah, separately, Apple plans to scan users' encrypted messages for sexually explicit content as a child safety measure, which also alarmed privacy advocates. What? Scan their encrypted messages for sexually explicit content?
I mean, it's definitely...
But, you know, what about all these girls that like the daddy thing? Daddy, daddy, yeah, because they say daddy and mommy and stuff. Well, what if they think that's a kid? They're like, oh, that's a kid. No, that's a fucking 30-year-old woman that thinks she's got a a dom little girl fetish. Yeah. And that fucks everything up, too.
I mean...
And then you have sugar mamas and sugar babies. How are you going to do this shit?
I think there's more ways it can go wrong than ways it can go right.
The detection system will only flag images that are already in the center's database of known child pornography.
Because parents, how many of those are they really, besides them investigating it, like they should.
Well, they said parents snapping innocent photos of a child in the bath presumably need not worry. But researchers say the matching tool, which doesn't see such images, just mathematical fingerprints that represent them, could be put to more nefarious purposes. Matthew Green, a top cryptography researcher at Johns Hopkins, warned that the system could be used to frame innocent people by sending them seemingly innocuous images designed to trigger matches for child pornography.
Yep.
That could fool Apple's algorithm and alert law enforcement.
Yep.
Researchers have been able to do this pretty easily, he said, of the ability to trick such systems.
Yep.
Other abuses could include government surveillance of dissidents or protesters. What happens when the Chinese government says, here's a list of files we want you to scan for, green ass? Does Apple say no? I hope they say no, but their technology won't say no. Apple has been under pressure to allow for increased surveillance of encrypted data. Tech companies including Microsoft, Google, Facebook, and others have for years been sharing digital fingerprints of known child sexual abuse images. Apple has used those to scan user files stored in its iCloud service, which is not as securely encrypted as its on-device data for child pornography. Apple has been under government pressure for years to allow for increased surveillance of encrypted data. Coming up with the new security measures required Apple to perform a deliberate balancing act between cracking down on the exploitation of children while keeping its high-profile commitment to protecting the privacy of its users. But a dejected Electronic Frontier Foundation, the online civil liberties pioneer, called Apple's compromise on privacy protections a shocking about-face for users who have relied on the company's leadership in privacy and security. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it is an invasion of privacy to a certain extent because they're not just going through evil people's photos. They're going through everyone's photos.
Meanwhile, the computer scientist who more than a decade ago invented photo DNA, the technology used by law enforcement to identify child pornography online, acknowledged the potential for abuse of Apple's system but said it was far outweighed by the imperative of battling child sexual abuse. Is it possible? Of course. But is it something that I'm concerned about? No, said Hanny Farid, a researcher at University of California, of course, who argues that plenty of other programs designed to secure devices from various threats haven't seen this type of mission creep. For example, WhatsApp provides users with end-to-end encryption to protect their privacy, but also employs a system for detecting malware and warning users not to click on harmful links. Yeah, but that's not going to stop somebody who doesn't like you from sending an image to you automatically. Yeah.
Scammers do that all the time.
Yeah.
My brother got something where...
You could get something in an email that could fuck you up.
Yeah, someone sent him an email, and it had, you know, it did like a phone call, showed his face, and then it had it look like he was masturbating to something.
Yeah.
And they were saying, send this money
or else. Yeah.
Yeah, and of course he was... And the bad part was he was going to, and one of our friends
told him not never to. Give them anything.
There's several people commit suicide over that.
I know, but never give them anything. No. Because that is always...
That just makes them do more. Yeah. Most likely, who would they send it to anyway if they ever see it?
Right. Right. Apple said the... hold on. Apple was one of the first major companies to embrace end-to-end encryption, in which messages are scrambled so only their senders and recipients can read them. Law enforcement, however, has long pressured the company for access to that information in order to investigate crimes such as terrorism or child sexual exploitation. Apple said the latest changes will roll out this year as part of updates to its operating system for iPhones, Macs, and Apple Watches. Apple's expanded protection for children is a game changer, John Clark, the president and CEO of the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, said in a statement.
Sounds very illegal.
Yeah, with so many people using Apple products, these new safety measures have life-saving potential for children. Apple says the changes do not disturb user privacy. Yeah, though they said that. Cordova, the CEO of Thorn.
They're looking at your photos. How's that not disturbing your privacy?
Said that Apple's technology balances the need for privacy with digital safety for children. Thorn, a nonprofit founded by Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher, uses technology to help protect children from sexual abuse by identifying victims and working with tech platforms. But in a blistering critique, the Washington-based nonprofit Center for Democracy and Technology called on Apple to abandon the changes, which it said effectively destroyed the company's guarantee of end-to-end encryption. Scanning of messages for sexually explicit content on phones or computers effectively breaks the security, it said. The organization also questioned Apple's technology for differentiating between dangerous content and something as tame as art or a meme.
Yeah.
Such technologies are notoriously error-prone, CDT said in an emailed statement. Apple denies that the changes amount to a backdoor that degrades its encryption. It says they are carefully considered innovations that do not disturb user privacy but rather strongly protect it. Separately, Apple said its messaging app will use on-device machine learning to identify and blur sexually explicit photos on children's phones and also warn the parents of younger children via text message. Hold on one second. Wait, yeah, we are. I just have to check that. Okay, we're good. Separately, Apple said its messaging app will use on-device machine learning to identify and blur sexually explicit photos on children's phones and can also warn the parents of younger children via text message. It also said that its software would intervene when users try to search for topics related to child sexual abuse. In order to receive warnings about sexually explicit images on their children's devices, parents will have to enroll their child's phone. Kids over 13 can unenroll, meaning parents of teenagers won't get notifications. Apple said neither feature would comprise the security of private communications or notify police.
I just feel like it could go wrong. And even if they're saying it's just an algorithm, it's not real people looking, that's even something to be more afraid of, because algorithms and humans make mistakes all the time. Algorithms do too. And they don't have like the human presence to look over something and use better judgment. Not that I would expect the kind of people they probably hire to have better judgment. Honestly, I think they should let it alone. People are going to be more Android-based pretty soon.
Yeah?
Like, that's about like them trying to ban guns to save people. The people that are doing things illegally are just going to find a better way of doing it. But, you know, I just, yeah, like the art photos and stuff like that.
For our last article, because this will probably take a while, but if it doesn't, I'll do something else.
Yeah, that's fine.
This is from thisiswhyimsingle.com, and basically, of course, that always my go-to for crazy cringe shit. This guy's sexist rules for beautiful women are getting him roasted online. This guy's sexist rules for beautiful women getting him roasted online. Man, she didn't space that shit.
What are his rules for beautiful women?
It seems that there are always people who have an opinion on how you should act, what you should do with your life. However, one man went above and beyond to make his opinions on how women should behave public. After many women read them all they could ask is, what does he have other than audacity? In a since-deleted tweet, he wrote, how to be a beautiful woman. Okay.
How to be one or how to get one?
How to be a beautiful woman. Woman. Whatever. Okay, he wrote, be thin, be able to cook, have long hair. Now, that's like more of a personal preference.
Yeah.
Wear makeup. That's also kind of personal, but I understand why, you know. Be feminine.
I mean, they don't even have to be thin, really. I like a girl with a little meat on her, just not obese.
Right. Don't, well, it's easier to say don't be fat.
Yeah. Well, fat. And,
Fat is what I'm talking about. When we talk about, we're talking about whales. When we talk about
land
fat.
Whales.
Yeah, fat. Arr. Fat, yeah. Be graceful. I don't know about that.
Oh.
Be sensual.
Yeah.
Shave. Should without saying.
Shave would be nice, yeah.
Be fashionable.
I don't have to be. I could give a shit less what they're wearing.
Wear pink and feminine.
Nah.
What?
He sounds retarded.
Love men. Yeah, but... I mean... And then listen to men.
Now, I do understand what he was trying to go with some of that. Like, the love men, he's probably dealt with a lot of feminists.
Yeah.
And... current feminists are all about hating men.
Now, this is AJA Cortez, an online fitness lifestyle trainer. It was no stranger to internet controversy. Let me look this guy up real quick. I'm going to show you a picture. Let's see who this guy is.
Cortez.
Yeah. He's got an Instagram. I'm not going to follow him on there. He's a fitness trainer. Let's see here.
You fat landwell, come join my 10-week program. Only 5 easy payments of $19.95.
I'm looking for him, but... Okay, personal trainer, 10 years, Renaissance man, living in Florida. The comparison game, pain is a self-destructive motivation, the reality of personal training... Why are we making people feel bad about wanting to improve themselves? For young men, he's one of these alpha Chad type guys. On initiating men. Like, he seems to be one of these PUA guru type guys, the comparison game.
I don't think he's very good at it, the way he's talking.
Self-destructive motivation. I'm trying to find you a picture because everything seems to be video. Apparently, he likes to hear himself fucking talk like me. But, oh my god. Well, he is showing people how to do the right way to do a seated row, lateral raises, body weight rolls, pull up. He is doing some good stuff with his exercises.
I mean, don't get me
wrong. He said, afraid of gold diggers.
How to sleep better. He probably studied working out.
Oh, here we go. Why you repel women. Oh, hold on. Can we gotta hear this real quick.
All right.
Hear this.
Let's do it.
Let's see. Oh, I don't think it's. Oh, yeah, if your approach to a woman is that you need her and you have to have her, you're only going to be validated if she approves of you. You're never going to be attractive of you. When you are inferior to the object of your desire, you will never have it. If your approach to a girl is that you want to level up, so eventually she'll approve of you and then want you, it's not going to happen. That's not bad advice, in all honesty. He knows what he's talking about. But yeah, he is one of these kind of PUA pickup artist kind of men coaches. I don't have a problem with him. Advice for 18-year-old females, advice for 18-year-old women.
Yeah.
A lot of shit. Are you 6 foot? But yeah, he's basically trying to be this PUA alpha kind of guy. And his advice is not wrong. Because his advice, this sounds like it's kind of, like he deleted this shit, but a lot of it does seem to be like his personal thing, like be pink, wear pink and all that shit. I mean, that's personal his personal preference, but again, he does have some good rules, because he said if you are inferior to the object of affection that you want, you're never going to have it. But, and then he said if you try to level yourself up in order to have that object, you'll still never have it.
Well, that's basically you're putting her on a pedestal.
Yes.
But that's pretty common.
Well, a lot of people, there's still some guys that don't know that.
I think a lot of guys do know it, but they can't stop themselves.
Well, we're in a world where women are given the authority to act more narcissistic than they used to.
Yeah.
So they want to be put on pedestals. And again, there's a lot of these girls, like there's this 30-year-old I don't know, is she like a porn star OnlyFans? I'm not sure what she did, but she says, oh yeah, she is an OnlyFans girl. She says that she can't find love. And she won't date any men on her OnlyFans. Any men that subscribe to her OnlyFans, she will not date.
Yeah.
She says she cannot find love.
It's because it's easy for her to get validation from everybody.
Yeah.
Someone that doesn't show her validation is the one that's going to end up with her.
Now, he does say, you can use this list to vet women. If you show them this list and they become angry, this lets you know that they are harpies you never want to breed with, and they would be terrible mothers. And he says, stay woke, kings. I would not use the term woke, I'm sorry. I think that term has been tainted. If it wasn't enough for him to explain his archaic rules, of course, this is a woman writing this. Farrelly believes that women should behave in order to be... Okay, she says it wasn't enough for him to explain his archaic rules for how he believes that women should behave in order to be beautiful. He went further to say that women who weren't happy with his assertions were undesirable. At first, readers were disbelieved.
Yeah.
They were like, wait, is this a joke or are you damaged? And of course, the person here is like BLM and all this shit.
Well, women have the same list, except it's different.
Some people, upon reading his list of requirements for a beautiful woman, thought it might be satire. Unfortunately, it became apparent that he was 100% sincere in his beliefs. Some women leaned into his criticisms. Like, one's like, I can absolutely not be... I do not mind being referred to as a harpy. And she posts that picture of a harpy. While he was aiming to put down a variety of women, some women instead interpreted his demeaning descriptions as something of value. For example, harpies are mythical women who held people accountable for their misdeeds. Something a modern woman might aspire to as well. Ugh. I see a lot of you women are desperate for my validation and attention. Here's a selfie that you can use to satisfy your fantasies. Alexander interrupted the women who were unhappy with his description of female beauty as them being desperate for his validation. If anything, it made it clear that he possesses characteristics of a narcissist! Oh, they're gonna call him a narcissist.
I don't know.
Who assumes
that's
that
not
everyone
really an insult. Most successful people are narcissists.
Right. Who assumes that everyone wants him without considering why women may dislike him. Some pointed out how much he follows his feminine criteria. It said, I am not sure about the ladies, but it looks like you have this list down. You go, girls. girl, and that's some idiot on Twitter. In response to his heavily sexist tweet, some people pointed out how he is someone who has whose identity is tightly knit to being manly, possesses the feminine traits he outlined. He really does meet about half of the ones he wrote down as being important to being a beautiful woman. Okay, that's funny, I guess. One more photo for all the women who read this and want to hate fuck me so bad. And then this one woman says, "You are generally, and I mean truthfully and sincerely, not remotely physically attractive to me." And that's just what a woman says. Miranda, nice cup of tea or whatever. And she's got an LGBT flag in her little profile name. For even after receiving criticism and ridicule for his assertions, AJA continues to believe that every woman who disagrees with him has just attracted him despite what people say. And of course the woman said, "If anything, this loser needs a hard reality check."
I mean, he's going to have a good life because they don't want me because they want to fuck me.
Now, here's another one because they often do other... People share the Tinder experiences that made them want to burn their phone. Let's be honest, Tinder can feel like a dating war zone sometimes. It'd be hard to gauge what people's true intentions are, and other times they make them so bluntly clear it's a turnoff. These people had such terribly memorable Tinder experiences that they couldn't help but share them online and were thankful to have their cautionary tales. Based on these stories, it's probably best to keep living and loving the single life. His Tinder date showed up hella pregnant. Showed up to the date and the girl was pregnant. Very pregnant. Like, holy crap, how did you get here on your own? Should I be worried about your water breaking any minute pregnant? The best or worst part is that there was absolutely no mention of her being pregnant anywhere on her profile. Not even a hint about
this
it.
This is the same guy?
No, no. This is a different story.
Okay.
This is Tinder... experiences that made people want to burn their phone.
Oh, yeah.
Here's another one. The man who revealed he's a father of five and still married. Oh. Another user revealed that once on a Tinder date, a man admitted he has five children ages 2 to 15 with two different women. Unfortunately, he continued to talk nonstop over his date and bluntly admitted that he wasn't technically divorced yet. He needed some help that his date couldn't offer him. This woman who sort of admitted to being a violent, crazy person. Another person revealed their worst Tinder date happened when a girl was bragging about how she punched a girl in the face at the gas station the other day before.
Ooh, she's a keeper.
If the physical assault wasn't enough, she also randomly admitted to having a knife in her bra. Run fast, dude.
No, that date's over.
This dude who bashed veganism nonstop to his vegan date. Oh, fucker.
I mean,
another story was from Forest Lady. Explained how her date couldn't stop bashing on calories and a bunch of other fat logic. Even worse, he switched up to vegan vegetarian bashing, which he described as weird because her profile at the time said she was vegan but didn't really care what other people did.
Okay.
The woman who admitted to killing someone a long time ago.
Oh, wow.
And possibly the craziest first date admission of all time. Banned from Earth shared how his Tinder date told him she killed a man when she was 15 years old. But she insisted that she isn't like that anymore. Murder is not a quirky character flaw. A man who made his match drive to another town and then bailed. Another Redditor who goes by Forest Lady shared how she had a date arranged with a man in his town. He didn't answer 30 minutes after she arrived, so she decided to explore a bit and leave. He texted her later on asking if she was still around with an excuse about his absence, but she wasn't buying it and decided the guy was clearly not the one. Too bad she had to make the drive to find that out. She was still living with her husband. Happens all the time. Matched with a super hot girl. She had a 1-year-old kid and was living together with her husband because they haven't gotten a divorce yet. Happens all the time. That's usually a cuck thing.
I know. If anybody ever says they're still living at the house, you should end the date there because it's not worth it.
The guy who ghosted within 15 minutes of the date ending. There was one guy said that Hold on. This is a girl that said the Tinder date wasn't so bad, but the guy she went out with blocked and unmatched her within 15 minutes of the date being over before she even made it home. Wow. The unfriendly ghost strikes again. The woman who was on Tinder because she was having some issues with her current boyfriend. There's one Redditor who shared a story about a woman he met from Tinder who admitted she still had a boyfriend but was having some issues. She was quick to waste both of their time. A guy who thought his one-night stand stole his single sock. One person had a one-night stand with a guy who ended up being different than she thought. The morning after they hook up, he wouldn't wake up to leave and then couldn't find his sock while getting dressed. Instead of shaking it off, he weirdly accused her of stealing it and tried to tear through her drawers. She was not what she seemed online. A post left by Sabbath explained how he and his match had great conversation for a few days. When it came time to meet up in real life, it was like a completely different girl showed up at lunch. The woman was rude, spoke with her mouth full, racist, and boring. Bullet dodge. Racist, huh?
Is that the deal break? No.
He had a bathroom-related accident, not in the bathroom.
What?
When their date leaned in to kiss, he accidentally crapped his pants.
Oh, that's so damn funny. Oh my god. Not for him.
No, seriously, he said, about it. It feels really warm in my underwear for some reason.
Oh,
it gets even worse because it didn't take long before his date could smell the disaster.
Oh my god. I feel like...
A woman...
Why did he not kill himself?
Now, this is fucking funny. And I would be pissed. This is the shit women do. This is the shit that modern day thoughts do, gentlemen. A woman invited all of her Tinder matches to her birthday party to fill guest spots. Yeah. Basically, he responded to share a story about a friend who was invited to his Tinder date's house for a casual party. When he got there, he found out she had invited all of her random Tinder matches to her birthday party in an attempt to populate the party. Super strange and kind of sad.
That's so ridiculous. But, you know, that one lady did that where she matched with all those guys.
Now this is biased. Listen to this. A guy who couldn't stop talking about how men are superior and women are emotional. I went on a date with a guy and the entire time he's talking about how men are superior and there have been scientific studies to show that women have an emotional reaction to the color red when they see it. And they're like, gosh, hard to say why this guy is single.
I don't know. It sounds like he's having an intellectual conversation.
Right.
I mean, to an extent. Of course, no girl wants to show up and hear about how men are better than them.
Right.
But the truth hurts.
Wow. The Tinder date that ended in Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, one friend planned a quick stop at the motel with his Tinder date. After he booked his room, After he booked the room, his Tinder date realized she had forgot her purse in the vehicle and asked to borrow the keys. For clarification, yes, he got his car back. I think the police found it about a week later.
Well, he did get it back.
The Tinder woman who wanted to introduce her family on the first date went on a date with a girl who already told her whole family about me before we even met. The clingy vibes got worse because she wanted him to meet her family in person on the first date. Not normal. A woman who was searching a man to get her pregnant on Tinder. Yes, that happens a lot. There's this one guy who's only been on one Tinder date and it didn't go well. He explained that his match told him her goal was to get pregnant in the next few months. That's a lot to lay on someone on a first date, and Tinder probably isn't the best hunting grounds for a potential co-parent.
No.
He said, I noped right out of there. And it's probably not even because she wants a co-parent. She probably just wants the kid to have a kid like all her friends, or she wants the kid for the benefits.
And I wouldn't want someone to have a kid
that
was doing it for those reasons anyway.
Yeah. The woman who was trying to recreate dinner for schmucks. This one person went on a few dates with their Tinder match, and things were going well for the first couple of months. She eventually told him that she only went out with him in an attempt for a dinner with schmucks type thing where she and all her friends would bring the worst Tinder date. Needless to say, he couldn't get past that, and things fizzled.
Oh, no shit.
The woman who conducted... Yeah, this is what they do, folks. This is what those thoughts do. They fucking will humiliate a man.
But if it's done to them, then... Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah.
Good man.
The woman who conducted a weird experiment and then blogged about it. After meeting a woman where she waitressed, this one guy thought he was hitting it off with her. She ended up inviting another guy to the same spot to meet her, also from Tinder. She would later blog about the experience and describe me as dull and unattractive. He says there are no hard feelings, but this seems like a deep dig for no reason. Yeah.
Yeah. It seems like Americans suffered from mass cases of mental illness.
This relationship never could have worked. Wow, I got unmatched by an aloe plant. There is no reason for an aloe plant to be on Tinder, but there is even less of a reason for it to unmatch you. That's probably just a troll or a joke. Men share the biggest advantages of being male, and all I can say to women is, I'm sorry. I'm not going on. It says, see, bring the pain, teeny tiny pockets. Let's see. I'm just looking at all the things. Not wearing bras, pregnancy and childbirth, joys of standing, unclear attentions.
I did have a girl I dated. It wasn't the first date, but the second date, she had me meet her mom. And I don't mind meeting the family, but I don't think it should be within the first three dates, for sure.
Yeah. Well?
Maybe special circumstances, but it would have to be really good.
Let's see here. I'm trying to see, maybe there's, you know, because we have like a few minutes. Obviously, the Amber Heard thing did nothing. They literally came out and said that the efforts to have Amber Heard act from Aquaman 2 carried no water.
Yeah.
And people are just going to not see it. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not seeing it. A lot of people are not going to see this movie.
I mean, it depends. I'd be willing to
see it. I'm not watching it.
I mean, I don't like Tom Cruise's ideas on things, but he does some good movies occasionally.
Amber Heard's just not even that good of a... Or that Sail the High Seas.
Well, she's not the main character in the movie, neither.
Right.
So that's why I would... You know, there's movies... I'm trying to think of one. Let me think. What is John Cena in? I mean, surely... Ferdinand. I like Ferdinand. Do not like John Cena.
Right.
That was a good cartoon. Feel good. It had Kate McKinnon, which I think I've lost a lot of like for her just because of how woke.
Oh, yeah. She's super woke.
Yeah. I mean...
You know, we never did talk about the... Let's do that one real quick, and then we'll stop. All right, we got one more. That's the last one. Input Magazine. Dong on a drone. Political campaign rally disrupted by sex toy wielding UAV. This was actually June 3rd. Not much has been talked about it. Albuquerque mayoral candidate Manuel Gonzalez campaign released a statement saying the Democrat was unharmed and will not be intimidated. A candidate for the mayor of Albuquerque, New Mexico, was interrupted during a campaign event this week when a drone-wielding sex toy flew near the stage. After the owner of the event center grabbed the drone, its operator got on stage and began throwing punches at the candidate. I haven't heard it.
I mean, that's several months, if not more.
No, it happened on, this happened on June 3rd. I just didn't even know about it.
Yeah.
I didn't even know about it.
I saw the video a while back, so I knew it was old.
I didn't even know about it. Well, yeah, there was that one. Okay, so we don't really have to cover that. Here's one.
It was a good video, though.
Here's one. This is one shared by Phoenix, who I'm supposed to do an interview with next Monday to discuss true crime.
Yeah. Sounds awesome.
Okay. Daily Dot, which I have not heard from in a long time. I think because I stopped subscribing to them because I kept calling them Daily Thought. Eliminate this bird. Peacock killed after Craigslist ad took out hit on it. The job is simple. A neighborhood pet peacock in McKinleyville, California had a hit taken out on it via Craigslist. The peacock later turned up fatally shot in a neighbor's yard. Originally reported on the Last Coast Outpost, a news site that covers Humboldt County, a disgruntled neighbor allegedly took out a hit on the pet because it was waking him up with its loud call. The now-deleted Craigslist ad reportedly inadvertently indicated who posted it. A Google Maps image had been crudely edited to show the roosting spot and stomping grounds of the peacock, known variously as Mr. P, Peony, and Azol. The poster's home was identified by a place marker on the Google Maps image. The job is simple, screenshots of the ad read. Get rid of a wild peacock that is disrupting our lives. Locating the bird is easy as it roosts in the trees near my house every evening around 8 to 8:30 p.m. There are no fences, so access is easy. But please note that I do not own any of this property. Please contact me so we can form a strategy to eliminate this bird and also to agree on how much you would be compensated, it continued. The peacock was in the area around Azalea Estates Mobile Home Park. The family he stayed with 6 years prior to his death, told Lost Coast Outpost. The family built him a roofless enclosure on their property outside the mobile home park. They told LCO that they felt he was safest roosting in the trees because there are bears in the area. Peacocks are domestic pets, a Humboldt County Sheriff's Office spokesperson told LCO. A suspect has been identified, but it's unclear whether anyone has been charged. The spokesperson also told LCO that if charges were filed, they would be for the discharge of a firearm near a dwelling and animal cruelty if it could be proven that the bird was shot out of malice. The Daily Dot has reached out to the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office regarding this matter. And a suspect has been identified.
Yeah.
And they said, Sheriff Office ID suspect serves search warrant in connection with peacock killer investigation. Oh, wow. Let's see. The vehicles have just left. Okay, I'm trying to see. A potential suspect has been identified by deputies and a search warrant was served. No arrests have been made. But it said that the charges include animal cruelty and conspiracy to commit a crime. If further evidence is found supporting the firearms charge, that could potentially be added because it's discharging a firearm near a residence.
Oh, yeah.
Which you can be arrested for.
Yeah.
You don't do that. Nick's talked about that several times on his show regarding one incident where a firearm was discharged.
Yeah.
And, of course, he says, I suspect foul play.
Yeah. That's funny.
So, we're going to end it with dead birds today. Yes.
They're not angry anymore.
No, they're dead. It's like I need to put a hit out on this bird. It's like, damn. And, you know, I actually, like... Since this is the rant show, I'll finish up with a small rant.
Right.
I've been listening to a lot of It's a Gundam lately because he started covering more articles.
Yeah.
Oh my god. And some of the shit going on TikTok now. TikTok needs to be purged from the face of the earth.
Yeah.
There are teenagers going on there trying to say that they're now identifying as part puppy, part kitty, part cat. I mean, this is real stuff. They're starting to try to, they're calling it neurodivergence, And basically they're saying that if you're a neurodivergent cat, this is real shit. They're literally trying to use scientific evidence to back why they're not human, while they're part cat, while they're part dog. This is real stuff. This isn't people trolling. This is people that really are believing in this stuff and taking it to a hit. Now, we're waiting for people to identify as objects. That way you can marry objects and guys can marry their dolls. Kind of like a, Well, because see, they're trying to do this forced wife thing, or this thing where if you're single, you'll have a bachelor tax. So a lot of guys are gonna try to like marry their best friends and stuff like that, so they get out of it. But basically, well, no, here's the thing: if they do that and then they say, "Well, I identify as an object," well, fine, then I can identify this as. Okay, well, this is an object that I identify as a partner. Then we can use this loophole to marry our dolls and get out of the bachelor tax.
Yeah.
So it's one thing that a lot of people are trying to go for. I think doll marriage would be kind of silly, but in a way, we're only doing it just as people are trying to identify as masculine-presenting transgender lesbians. Because you can't identify as a man because, as Drexel says, if you have a thing swinging between your legs, you're going to be treated differently. So that's why he always says to do that. But he was talking about that.
You're going to be hated by women if you got one.
Things are changing. They're not even getting to that point anymore. Women are really getting tired of relationships altogether, and men, and you see it happening more and more.
I think they long for it, but
it's
their need for social acceptance.
Well, the problem is that they get the social acceptance and validation from their social media accounts, so they no longer need the husband to provide them with validation. Mm-hmm.
But
they're getting the validation from everybody else, a bunch of single men.
These guys
all love me, and okay, I'm beautiful, I'm a goddess, blah, blah, blah. Oh, I get a like, he liked my stuff, I feel so good. And women live off fucking compliments and food.
Yeah, so, the one that's going to get them, like I said, is going to be the guy that doesn't give them compliments and just kind of acknowledges they're there, you know.
Yeah, and also you had a woman that was using Mr. Clean Magic Erasers for teeth whitening. She was going on there he actually showed the video where she would say, "This is a Mr. Clean Magic Eraser." And she says, and she's scrubbing it on her teeth, and she's like, "Oh, look how great it is." And it's hardcore chemicals. Dentists strictly advise against it. And that's what they use charcoal toothpaste for, which will get your teeth pretty white. But again, if you use it, you're scrubbing off the enamel. So you have to be very, very careful. And she's like, "You see how it makes that sound? That means it's cleaning."
the bowling.
crazy white girl doing this shit.
I mean, that's another case of mental illness.
Yeah.
I think Darwin's law should take
Darwinism is in full effect on TikTok. Full effect.
Oh, I believe it.
100%. If you want Darwinism...
I'm surprised they aren't, monitoring that as well as they do, you know, other medias like Facebook and Twitter and all that.
Oh, yeah.
Because,
absolutely.
I'll tell you, if you did that on Facebook, you would probably...
TikTok, I mean, China banned it.
Yeah.
China banned any kind of influencers and anything like that. They pretty much banned simping.
Well.
So, yeah, that's...
I don't think we should ever follow China's lead.
Well, yeah, but... they are... I mean, sometimes they do come some base things now, let's be honest. If they say, "Oh, you can't simp anymore." Well, that does change things.
I mean,
things.
It's a slippery slope.
Yeah.
You can say, "Well, we can't have the girl with the Mr. Clean eraser on internet." Well, if you can do that, maybe the guy likes to have a doll.
You're right.
We can't do that.
Can't do that either.
Oh.
Oh yeah, it is. It is a slippery
slope. Oh, you like titties? Nope, not on this set. Yeah, like what the fuck? That's the only reason I came to this set was titties.
Right.
Bush. Oh, Bush. No.
Yeah, it's like. Yeah, you know, it's like that Rick and Morty boob land thing.
Boob land.
Boob land. I was really, you know what? I was really upset.
Not meant for that, me or meant for you, but it's those two.
You know, I was really upset that they didn't actually show any of Boob Land. I think they need to. They're like, we gotta see that. And I like the turkey episode. It's like they did a country song. It's like, I'm gonna become a turkey. It's like one wasn't planned, the other was luck or something. It's like, now I'm gonna go be a turkey. I'm like, damn.
Oh yeah.
That was good. They're getting good with them. And South Park, of course, they got some announcements, man. 14 live action not live action, 14 full length movies. 14 movies. They're renewed to season 30, and they'll be doing 14 movies.
Wow.
Yeah. And not only that, they just announced that a new 3D South Park game is in development.
That'll be cool.
Yes.
Hope they come out with a system you can play.
If Biden doesn't fucking lock us down again, I keep hearing chatter about, that Biden's going to try to lock us down again, which would destroy... I mean, that would be the fucking purge right there.
So he ain't got much longer on this earth. What does he care?
Right. Right. He's a nutcase.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I think that's all we're going to do for tonight. And I'm glad you guys joined again.
Oh, yeah.
We need your advice on the hentai thing. We need to know whether or not you guys, you know, want to have DP as part of it. Yeah, I know.
And I don't watch the videos just because I don't like hearing myself.
Right.
But that doesn't mean other people might not.
Right, exactly. But I mean, it just depends, because you guys determine that, and it also means that I have to do hentai on Sunday nights, because it's the only time he can really show up. And Mondays, of course, we'll just, you know, I guess I'll do visual novel thing. But if it's not going to be like that, then I'll do visual novels on Sunday, which would be tonight. That's my current plan, actually, right now. And just do the hentai on Monday, because Drexel does his stuff, and I don't want people to miss out on the live hentai readings who like it. Anyway, this will be the Grim Lord and Dead Penetration,
oh, yeah.
And we are out.
Later.
Enjoy the decline.